नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी अश्चर्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि। On several occasions, in various places in the world, Srila Prabhupada was asked if he could perform miracles. Srila Prabhupada replied that his miracle was his devotees. The miracle of transforming people's hearts, their lives. In India, he would sometimes say that these malechas have become Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. In America, he said, hippies have become happies. But truly, this is what a miracle is. We find in the scriptures, various places of the world, all scriptures of the world, there are stories of healing sick people. There are stories of creating aerial mansions. There are stories of international, interplanetary travel by mantra. But nowhere is that the purpose of life. Nowhere is any of those things actually in and of themselves taken seriously. The only serious purpose of life at all is how our hearts are transformed from darkness to light, from selfishness to selflessness, from hate to love, from illusion to understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, and to awaken love and service. Mukunda Maharaj, His Holiness Mukunda Goswami Maharaj, who was one of the earliest of the followers of Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a book, Miracle on Second Avenue. He writes what he personally observed and understood by being in Srila Prabhupada's side. Srila Prabhupada left India he was just embarking on 70 years old with 40 rupees When he landed in America after heart attack, seasickness, he really didn't know anyone. He himself said he was loitering, almost homeless, in New York City, in a ghetto area, the Bowery, with no friend and no means. Mukunda Maharaj met him at that time. And somehow he got that little storefront on 2nd Avenue. It's hardly a fraction of the size of the room we're in today. Old building, quite dilapidated, even then, in a very bad neighborhood. What a miracle Prabhupada performed. He said, when I came to your country, I just had these two symbols, the karatals. By his chanting, by his speaking, sometimes the only prasad he had is someone would donate an apple and he would cut it in as many pieces as the guests were there and offer it to Krishna and then give it. Yamuna Devi, she came to 2nd Avenue in 1966 for her sister Janaki's marriage with Mukunda, who is now Maharaj. And she wanted to help. She wanted to do something. Prabhupada said, you can assist me in cooking. She was cutting vegetables. She was kneading dough. Very simple. What a miracle. Srila Prabhupada not only transformed her heart to become one of the greatest devotees that ever lived, but from that little teaching her how to cut vegetables and knead puri dough, she became one of the greatest cooks in the planet. She wrote a cookbook, Lord Krishna's Cuisine, which was the number one rated cookbook in the world. And that's not by ISKCON standards. That's worldwide publishing standards. Those few devotees from 26 2nd Avenue in that little storefront, that's all they had. They gathered, they heard from Prabhupada, they were transformed, and they were so enthusiastic to assist him. What a miracle. A few months before, they were eating abominable things, they were taking intoxications, they were doing abominable things, they never heard of Krishna before. Some of them went to San Francisco and started another little storefront. And Prabhupada came there. And just from those two little storefronts, Prabhupada sent those devotees out. Nobody even being devotees more than a year, hardly, all over the world to start centers and projects. From those devotees, he sent to start Krishna consciousness movement in Canada, in Africa, in South America, in Australia, in Germany. He sent three household couples. Just joined a year before to England. And within a matter of a year, there was a temple. There was tens and thousands of Hare Krishna records being sold. They started a whole movement. A few of those devotees came to India. They established a spiritual revolution here. Such a miracle. They began publications. There was no Back to Godhead. That was not being printed for many years. Mimeograph, it was called, very, very painstaking process with just a few pages. And they would pass them out. It was very difficult to pass them out. If they could pass out a couple dozen in a day, they were thinking, this is great. And from that beginning, Srila Prabhupada empowered his devotees to establish book distribution. Hundreds and millions of Vedic literatures. Srila Prabhupada went to Russia for less than a week. This is during the time of the Soviet Union and the Iron Curtain, and religion was illegal as we know it. He met one boy, a Russian boy. He was just a lost soul. He happened to see Shamsundar on the street, and he saw he was American. Asked him if he had blue jeans or rock and roll records. He said, no, but I have a guru. So he said, all right. Srila Prabhupada taught that boy in just a couple days the principles of Krishna consciousness and empowered him. We're all alone with no help from anyone except Prabhupada in his heart. He started spreading this mission. Some books came. From that little beginning, soon there were hundreds of devotees, thousands of devotees who were getting put in jail. They were being tortured. But they gratefully continued. And now, perhaps hundreds and thousands of devotees. Outside of India, it's the largest devotee community in the world. In the former Soviet Union, those countries. Such a miracle. The miracle of Srila Prabhupada's presence is not just for those original devotees of what they could accomplish during his presence. Because see what's happening even today. Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan, when Prabhupada first went there, he had nothing. Somehow or other, he got a little piece of land with great struggle. And now it's one of the most popular temples in all of Vrindavan. Mayapur, he struggled to get some land there. Somehow or other, he got a little piece of land in a rice paddy. And now there's thousands and thousands of devotees all over the world there. And today he's empowering Ambarish and others to build the temple of the Vedic planetarium. In New Delhi, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, so many incredible temples. Largest book distribution in the history of our society. And His Holiness Jaipatak Maharaj. He's just a teenager, I think. He went to Bengal. He was empowered by Prabhupada. Soon he's speaking Bengali. And he's preaching to hundreds and thousands of people in the Bengali language. Even after a massive stroke, he's traveling around the world, inspiring countless. Giriraj Swami was living in a swamp in Juhu, along with people like Sridhar Maharaj and some others, and look what they've done. Hare Krishna land. Prabhupada left with 40 rupees. It's a miracle. The projects, our small family here at Radha Gopinath Temple, the various projects and extension centers. Srila Prabhupada's empowerment is all based on a simple principle. He transforms people's hearts. Because all of these projects we're talking about, and many, many, many more, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more, they've all been established by people who began with practically nothing on behalf of Prabhupada, weren't getting paid anything. We're simply doing it out of love for him, in the service of Krishna. That's the foundation of everything within Prabhupada's society. Today, I was asked to offer the aarti for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja ceremony at Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple. And as I was waving the deep, the ghee lamp as an offering to Srila Prabhupada, I was remembering the time during Srila Prabhupada's physical presence in the world. I was remembering how much at that time and throughout my spiritual life, even today, I had so much honor and respect for those senior devotees who were in Prabhupada's inner core of disciples, who were leading his projects, who risked their lives to go to various places of the world and establish his mission. And as I was offering the aarti, I was remembering how there was always so much joy in my heart to see those devotees do wonderful things, and even more joy in my heart that I could please Prabhupada by assisting them. And not only was I remembering, but I was experiencing how in those days I was never a leader in any managerial or role, organizational role. I was under a person who was under another person. And such people had very little access for personal physical interaction with Srila Prabhupada. But I remember how happy it was, because in trying to please Srila Prabhupada, in trying to follow his instructions, in appreciating other devotees, there was such incredible feeling of Prabhupada's presence, such an incredible joy. And today, I'm in a different role altogether in many ways. But actually, it's the same. By appreciating others' devotional service, by appreciating how others please Prabhupada so much, by remembering the joy of serving Prabhupada as the servant of the servant of the servant, and experiencing that actually that never changes. We're always the servant of the servant of the servant. One time, when Srila Prabhupada came to the community I was living, some of my very senior god sisters, who I honored so much, because they had close relationship with Prabhupada, they made the garland to welcome Srila Prabhupada. And they asked me to place it on Prabhupada. And I was thinking, how could I do that? You know, the very senior leaders, they always do that, not little people like me. They said, the senior leaders always get to do that. We want you to do it. And I said, no, that's not right. And they ordered me. I'm a little brahmachari. They're Matajis. I had to obey their order. So they gave me the garland, and I followed Prabhupada in the temple room, and he sat on his Vyasasan. And there were several leading devotees of ISKCON and the community who were there. And Prabhupada saw me with the garland and put his head a little lower so I could put it on. And I became so nervous. How could I put this garland? You know, there's so many people more qualified. There's so many people more close to Prabhupada. How could I do this? I froze. And Srila Prabhupada was looking at me like, what are you doing? And suddenly I gave the garland to one of the leaders, and he just put it on Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, he didn't look at the leader, because he looked at the leader thousands of times. He looked at me, and he nodded his head and smiled, said, yes, you have understood what I want, that you'll be happy to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Srila Prabhupada's miracle is how every single one of us, during his physical presence today and forever in the future, every single one of us who just appreciate not what we don't have, but what we have. We have the opportunity to serve. We have an opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. We have the opportunity to read Prabhupada's books, to distribute his books through our book distribution, through our words, through our actions. We have the opportunity to serve his projects, to spread his mission. We have every opportunity anyone ever had in whatever position we're in, if we're sincere. And then we understand, as our hearts are transformed and we're enthusiastic to spread this mission and to carry out Prabhupada's instructions to the best of our capacity, how our life becomes a miracle. Thank you very much.